price, and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, June 7th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is candidate Todd Smallenberg for the 106th State House District. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you today, brother?
I'm mad as hell. I am so disgusted by this scumbag political Bergman machine and John Yob of Strategic National and Brandon Hall. I'm just Tony List. I'm fed up with these people. But did you have an opportunity to hear my first half hour today's show?
I did. Yes, sir.
Did I have anything wrong?
The only thing is I'm not diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. I deal with my the trauma that I seen that I don't get to unsee by my faith and just trying to be a good man every day.
Okay, so I mistitled the medical situation condition you suffer with because of your experiences in life and the things that you've seen in the battlefield and the loss of your leg. It's not technically called PTSD.
No, I mean, you know, some people classify things. I just don't. I don't have a rating for PTS.
Okay.
Like I said, I deal with my faith, and
yep.
One of the reasons, water.
Got it. Water. Because I've lived in four homes on the water. I know exactly what you're talking about. When you get out there in the water and you throw your fishing pole in, and you sit back with your favorite adult beverage, smoking a cigar or just relaxing, there's nothing better than planet Earth to hear water or to see fish and jet skis and boats. It's just a fantastic lifestyle. And this is what you have chosen to do for your investment, the way the lifestyle you and your wife want to live. This is what the Smallenbergs have decided to do.
Yes, absolutely. It's peace and serenity for us.
Now, you're in a situation where is your life long retirement? I call them compounds. I call them my household, my homestead. Where did you vision yourself living your days out here in northern Michigan?
Someplace in nature on water was our vision.
Right. And you built that. You took your life savings, you cashed it in, $450,000 per your public disclosure statement of cash money into this property. You have a mortgage of $250,000. Where exactly is that home located?
Just northeast of Mile.
Northeast of Mile, and you're on the river, I believe.
On the Saba River, yes.
Saba, which I got correct. Okay. What have you been told? What have you heard years ago, the rumblings as to what could happen to your waterfront property?
Well, just under the last 2 years, they started discussing closing down the dams. We've gone to meetings. We've been reading everything, you know, from consumers, their long-term plans, the cost, possibly selling them, returning it back to nature, or, you know, putting money back into it, which they're not going to do by all the meetings we've gone to. So,
okay. And that could affect the waterfront that's in front of your home.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, they want to get rid of the dams because according to environmentalists, the water is warming and the brown trouts are dying. But by closing the dams, the water drops and the water warms up as it drops and all the fish will die. So that makes total sense.
Right. Not. So basically, when they do that, potentially, maybe sometime down the road, and they said, I believe, according to the news reports that I did on this show, when those stories broke, they're talking about making a final decision within the next 2 to 3 years.
That's correct. That's what they told us in all the meetings.
Okay, very good. So as a plan B, you're saying, okay, we've got all our money, our life savings tied up into this beautiful home that we wanted to retire in peace and serenity. We're going to sell this property. We're going to take that money. We're going to go buy some other waterfront property in Hillman or the surrounding areas of the 106 house district. And that's what you're currently in the process of doing.
Yeah, we started that last year.
Okay. So last year you started that process and realizing that you're in the 106 house district. That's where your driver's license is. And that's where your voter registration is on that property in Hillman, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
So you're exactly like Congressman Jack Bergman, who has his driver's license and voter's registration in Waters Meet, Michigan.
I really don't like to consider myself like Jack Bergman.
I understand, but that's the motive operandi he chose to operate under, when in fact he lives in Washington, D.C. and Louisiana. I don't even believe Bergman's a resident of the state of Michigan.
But yeah, I mean, right. I mean,
regardless. At least,
right.
At least you live in Michigan. Okay,
right, exactly.
That's point of record. Okay, number two, you knew about this months ago. You and I talked about this, Todd, when you first became a sponsor of this show and this radio station and started running your ads. You and I talked about this. We knew that this potentially was going to be something they were going to try to use against you. And here we are. 2 weeks from tomorrow, the absentee ballots go out. And
yeah.
Surprise, surprise, Brandon Hall, the scumbag convicted felon, takes pictures on your private property and puts a blog post out there on his blog and then spreads it across the 106th district. We knew this was coming. You talked about it. You and I talked about it. We knew it was coming. Exactly when, we didn't know. Well, today, the day has arrived.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was just, again, I've tried to do everything up board, up front, legal. You know, I've told people that I've had property in Hillman and Oscoda County, you know, but, you know, just, it's funny, like you said, though, the yob puppet Jack Bergman, the true carpetbagger, you know, is the guy that's leading all his little three stooges, Tony List, James Hogan, Cam Cabot, you know, to do this when it's just... This is why people don't want to get into politics, man, you know, because it's affected my wife and it just and it affects me, too. You know, it's just because I'm trying to do the right thing and I just don't want to lose all my life savings. I've worked too hard for that. And these environmentalists are crazy and I need water. That's my peace and serenity. So I made extremely close friends and throughout the 106. And, you know, nothing's changed about how I feel about people, what my plans are. You know, I'm in the process of making these changes because of the finances and environmentalists. And unfortunately, because of Bidenomics, it just impacts, you know, what I can do right now. I would have already loved to have the house sold and a new house built, but that's just because of the economy. I can't.
Right. Exactly. And the other component to it, Todd, that I want to make sure everybody's clear on. You have put in information on your financial disclosure requirements now because of Proposal 1. As a candidate running for the State House, you had to fill out all those financial disclosure reporting forms, correct?
Yes. I put in for my mortgage for the house and everything, yes.
Okay, so you listed the house as an asset. You listed the other property where you're living now as a rental property. You explained that all to them. You fully disclosed that on the report, correct?
It didn't ask for rental property. It just asked for real property.
Oh,
you know,
gotcha.
So the fifth
will's listed.
Right. The fifth will's listed. All that stuff's listed that was on the requirements for the form.
For the form. So you fully disclosed it. Okay, got it. Now, my next question, and this is very important, because per Michigan election laws, I looked it up when I saw these screenshots coming to me this morning. The state election law says driver's license and voter registration. Where is, what's the address on your driver's license?
21878 All Wells Road in Hillman.
Okay. What is on your voter registration?
21878 All Wells Road in Hillman.
in Hillman. That's all you have to do, folks, per Michigan state election law.
But now, but I'm doing more than that, you know. I mean, I just want people to know.
Go ahead and explain. Go ahead and explain that process.
No, I mean, you know, last year when we decided that because of everything and would not want to lose all our life savings, you know, we found a place. We talked, got a rental agreement, put our fifth wheel up. Well, initially we had a little small cabin that I was renting, and then we got the land and we put our fifth wheel there. And we're trying to find property, but just because of all our life savings, we just can't put property down right now until we get this place finished and sold. And then we will find our property on water and rebuild again and just, changes a couple small things that we wish we could have done while we're building, the current house.
Right. You always find things you could have done different or better. Vicki and I built three houses ourselves. We know exactly what you're talking about. Why did we put that window over our bed? That was the dumbest thing we ever did. So the next house, guess what? No window over the bed. So I understand totally. Let me ask you this question. The people of the 106 House District, they know your heart. They know your service to the country. They know your values, your principles. How is it that you would like to respond basically to this story once and for all?
I'm doing everything upboard and honest with you all. You know, I just if anyone doesn't want to support me because of this, I totally understand. But everything I've told you is from my heart. I'm sincere. And, you know, I've been honest about owning the properties both in Hillman and Oscoda County. And, you know, but my voting record and my license is in Hillman, and nothing's going to change. You know, I'm going up there to support all Michiganders to do the right thing. So I don't care if you're in the 106 and the 105th. Where's our representatives on these dams? None of them are doing anything, Cavett or Borton, you know. And I'm going to fight everything so that we stay the great state that we are, instead of rushing to be California like Whitmer and the Democrats are trying to make us. I want to make us to be Michiganders, that we love our environment and we love this state, and we try to build things up here so our kids and our college kids and our high school kids can have jobs up here and be able to stay here and not export them throughout the other states.
Very good. Todd, I got a couple of text messages coming in. Can you stay on through the break?
Yeah, absolutely, they're trucker.
All right. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231 818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Staying on through the break is Todd Smallenberg, candidate for the 106th House District. I got a text message from Rod Wheeler down in Lake County listening to the show. He says, make sure you tell Todd to stay strong because we need him in Lansing. I got another text message, Tom Walker in Petoskey. He says, Todd has every right to buy a piece of property wherever he wants. Jack Bergman can go shove it, just like the environmentalists who are trying to shut down these dams. Tell Todd thank you very much for his service to our country, and if I lived in the 106, I'd be voting for him. And Chris texted in, the Michigan Freedom Fighters are listening right now on Tactical Weekend. They said they're waiting for Todd to get over here to have breakfast. Jeff, Christine, and Headhunter all say hey. So you're getting support from the district. And the bottom line is, Todd, this is a political hit piece. This is an attack. This is what they're trying to do 2 weeks before absentee ballots go out. And honestly, I don't think the people of the 106th House District are going to buy it. I mean, they understand the dynamics. They understand the situation. And because you've explained it and you've been willing to explain it from day one, I don't think you're trying to hide anything. You're just being honest with the people.
No, and that's all I'm trying to do. And, you know, when it comes to finances, my wife and I are just private. You know, we don't want to discuss issues with folks because we're all dealing with financial issues, you know.
Sure.
Anyone that knows me knows asking for donations for this campaign is hard because as a man – you know, I don't want to, you know, ask people for money to you know, give up money for themselves. I understand that. So it's a hard thing when it comes to finances to discuss because I think those are private issues. And, you know, and it just I'm just trying to do the right thing and tell people, you know, who I am, what I believe in. You know, it's just like 2 months ago when these clowns started this stuff that I'm a serial abuser. I abused my wife and traumatized my children, and I'm hiding my police record. If anyone knows, if I had a police record for domestic assault, I could never hold a top secret clearance that's compartmentalized with gamma and everything else that I held. Nor could I have a concealed carry permit. And you can look up, I've held 4 concealed carry permits in 4 different states, and I've had a TSSCI almost my whole career. So, I mean, I ignored those things because I'm not going to play these games, you know, and that's all they're doing. This is all, you know, Tony Yobs and Bergman and Hogue and Liss and this Brandon Hall guy. I've got this screen capture someone sent me from Instagram where Brandon Hall was like congratulating my friend Cam Cavett on his win and his and my good buddy Tony Liss. You know, this is all a hit job. Because they're picking who's going to represent us instead of the people, you know, and it's pathetic. And this is why people don't want to get into politics because the cesspool and everything else. But you know what? It's going to make me more determined. And again, I mean, I hope that people know that and see that. And if not, then, you know, I'm sorry. And if you don't want to support me anymore, that's your choice. And I respect that. But, man, I'm going to continue to fight, and I want to beat the hell out of Cam Cavett even more now today than I did yesterday.
I got a text message from Greg in Carp Lake. He says, tell Todd I'm making my campaign donation to his campaign right now. And that is heck. Chip in Toponabee. Todd's got mine and several of my friends' vote. Never doubted him for a second about his sincerity. Disgusting what they're doing to him. So there you go. It's going to backfire. I think this is going to completely backfire when we get this podcast out there and the people hear the truth right from you and right from the facts as to where you are registered to vote, your driver's license. It's over. This is a nothing burger, but yet they're trying to make something out of nothing.
Yeah, that just speaks volumes to the lack of their character, man. That's all. They're just the lowest form of pond scum, in my opinion.
Got another text. Meet and greet sponsored by the Oscoda County Republicans. Mayo Community Center. It's going to be on June 29th from 1 to 4. Everybody running in the county are able to speak, but Oscoda. Todd is the man. Oscoda County is all in, standing behind him.
I greatly appreciate everyone and their kind words. Thank you.
Well, the thing is, I believe you said four of the five counties' Republican parties have already endorsed you versus Cam, the incumbent. The only one I think is a holdout has been Sheboygan, his home county. Unfortunately, the chair there, Rick Selva, passed away, and now Scott Swanson is the acting chair, I believe. Are they going to respond? Are you going to reach out to these county parties and ask them to respond to this attack?
I'll talk to all the counties and everything. It's five of the six have endorsed me.
Five of the six.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Five of the six have.
Well, I'll put you in touch with Scott Swanson, who is now the acting chair, I believe. I don't think the executive committee has voted to replace him, but he's the vice chair that's now acting chair because of Rick Selva's passing. So we'll make sure you have his number. You can talk to him as well. This should be all six counties should come out and endorse you over this. This is him getting these attacks done on his behalf through the Bergman machine, through John Yob, Strategic National. I mean, the whole thing is just disgusting, Todd. And again, I wanted to have you on the show to get clarification, get the truth out to the folks, and we'll hopefully get this podcast shared with everybody so they know the truth. Final thoughts here, about 30 seconds.
No, I greatly appreciate very much, Trucker, and I greatly appreciate all the kind words from the folks throughout the district. You know, nothing's changed with me. Everything I've said is upward with you all. What I plan to do when I get down to Lansing to make sure that your voices are heard, I represent you, not Yobs, not the Vosses, not the special interest groups or the lobbyists, but yep, the people that vote for me.
Very good, sir. Stay strong, brother. We'll talk soon.
All right, brother. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. Next hour, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption